In this bulletin, US Democrat Hillary Clinton calls for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face up to his actions. Both major parties prepare to announce health funding pledges. And in the A-League, Brisbane Roar triumph with a shock 2-1 win against Wellington Phoenix. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Kwan. Former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange needs to answer for what he has done. Mr. Assange faces the prospect of extradition to the US over charges of conspiring to break into a classified government computer. The WikiLeaks publication of Democratic emails during the 2016 US presidential campaign hindered Mrs. Clinton's chances of success. The former Democratic nominee joked with an audience in New York that Assange might be one of the only foreigners welcome in the US.
Look, I'll wait and see what happens with the charges and how it proceeds. But, you know, he skipped bail in the UK. You know, Sweden had those charges, which have been dropped.
Mr. Assange's lawyers have vowed to fight his extradition to the US, warning the charges against him represent a dangerous threat to free speech. Mental health services for young and Indigenous people will receive a boost of more than $42 million if the Coalition wins the federal election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's campaign enters its third day today, which marks 5 weeks until the May 18 poll. The money is aimed at making mental health services for Indigenous people more effective, as well as boosting digital tools for mental health issues affecting young people, including anxiety, depression and sleep problems. Meanwhile, Labor leader Bill Shorten will later today announce his plans to relaunch a new sun protection campaign, promising $8.6 million to work with the Cancer Council Australia on the initiative. Mr. Shorten says more than 2,200 people die from skin cancer each year, and it's unacceptable that there's been no national investment in skin cancer prevention in more than a decade. Labor's candidate for the West Australian seat of Curtin, Melissa Park, has withdrawn from the federal election contest. The withdrawal follows reports she told a public meeting last month that Israel's treatment of Palestinians was worse than the South African system of apartheid. In a statement, the former Minister for International Development in the Rudd government says her views on the issue are well known, but she does not want to distract from Labor's election campaign. The seat of Curtin has been held by outgoing MP and former Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop since 1998 and is one of the safest Liberal seats in the state. Aid agency Save the Children has called on both major parties to commit to bringing children of Australian foreign fighters in Syria home. The group's chief executive, Paul Ronalds, has written an open letter to the future Prime Minister of Australia to uphold the values of Australians by repatriating the children in northeast Syria. New figures reveal there are now almost 7,000 children of foreign fighters from 30 different countries living in camps in Syria's northeast. Nearly half of the children are under the age of 5. An Israeli spacecraft has crashed onto the moon after technical failures during its final descent, shattering hopes of a historic controlled landing on the lunar surface. The team behind the unmanned robotic lander said it suffered periodic engine and communications problems during 21 minutes of the landing sequence. The main sponsor of the mission, Maurice Kahn, says it's still a great achievement.
Well, we didn't make it, but we definitely tried. And I think that the achievement of getting to where we got is really tremendous. I think we can be proud.
So far, only three nations have succeeded in carrying out a soft landing on the lunar surface: the United States, the Soviet Union, and China. And to sport, in the A-League, the Brisbane Roar has secured a shock 2-1 win against Wellington Phoenix. A double from French winger Eric Boitiac sealed the deal, ending the team's four-match losing streak. The surprise result means the ninth-placed Roar will almost certainly avoid the wooden spoon, with a fourth win this season pushing them 8 points clear of Central Coast. Brisbane Roar interim head coach Darren Davies says it was an amazing learning moment for his team.
Overall emotion is very proud of the players. You know, we've had three teenagers in the starting 11, two 21-year-olds up top, you know, and then the three subs are all under 12, or 21 and under as well. So there's a lot of young players out there, big learning moment for them. And, you know, as I say, we're going to keep on going until the end.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 27. Adelaide, much the same, 25. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 19. Hobart early showers 17, Canberra partly cloudy 24, Wollongong mostly sunny 23, similar conditions in Sydney a top of 26, Newcastle early fog then sunny 27, Brisbane partly cloudy 26, Cairns shower 2:30, and Darwin sunny 34. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News.